بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Every person that comes to this world has to make three stops. One is into the qabr, the second is the day of hashr, and the third is Jannat or Jahannam. So without exception, everybody has to go through this. The qabr is the life that comes between death and the day of Qiyamah. The Quran Sharif and the Hadith speaks about it as the life of the qabr. Sometimes it speaks about it as barzakh. Sometimes it speaks about it as life after death. So one is life after death, one is barzakh, one is qabr. So whether a person drowned at sea and his body is lost, or he's been eaten up by vultures and animals, or he's burnt up, so he's already moved on to the barzakh. So this barzakh life is called qabr. Why it's called qabr? Because generally, person is buried after he passes away. So because this is a general style, so this life is called life of the qabr. He may be in the womb of an animal, in the stomach of an animal, or he may be in the stomach of the grave. But it's called barzakh, it's called life of qabr. Now the qabr, the life of the qabr, can also be a garden, can also be a pit of hell. But the life of the qabr is not the actual jannat. It is somewhat resembling the jannat, but it's a minuscule reflection of jannat. But compared to this world, it's far greater, far more huge, more spacious. Like, compare the womb of the mother to this world. So the life of the qabr is like the womb in comparison to this world. There's so much of space, so much of good, so much of happiness therein. Like you see when a person is he's under custody, right? So they don't put him into jail straight away. He's first in custody, then he goes for a trial, then he goes to jail. So this life of the qabr is like custody. You're not actually in jail, but you're under arrest. You're awaiting trial. So this life of the qabr, people have had different experiences. Many awliya, for them it was a joy. It was like a breeze in the park. It was the most joyous occasion. And they braced themselves and prepared themselves for that life long in advance. Imagine reciting this type of poetry. Nazar kar dem ke ta me kada ghazal kha. He says, I have vowed that until I reach the place of the love of the until I reach the place where the lovers have assembled, I will sing with joy, and with such extreme joy, can't imagine. So for them it's a joyous occasion. They want to sing. Who, the person is in terror and fear, can he sing? Can't sing. So he can't hold his happiness, but until he doesn't reach there, he wants to be singing. One Buzurg said this, When I die, then let's read this, these words. Muflisanem, muflisanem, amadam dar kuwetu, shi'an lillah as jamal ruwetu. I've come into your threshold as a beggar. I've come into your threshold as a beggar. I want something by the beauty of your countenance. O Allah Ta'ala, by the beauty of your countenance, something. So for them, this was a joyous occasion. But now, we think it's only confined to this awliya. We can also get the same. At the will of Allah Ta'ala. One sahabi, he's shot, and as he's shot and about to fall, dead, he says, Fustu Rabbil Kaaba. He's shot, and he's about to fall dead. And the last words that are coming out, Fustu, I won this whole thing. By Allah, I have won this. One person is about to pass away, and he says, I can get the fragrance of musk from the Mount Uhud. I'm getting it. So for them, it was a joyous occasion. And this occasion can become a joyous occasion. For everything, there are procedures. You follow the procedure, inshallah, you will not say that out of your own you got it, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Because even piety and righteousness, the grace to do good, is not of your own, it's Allah Ta'ala's. He has given you that grace. He wanted to shower you with Jannat. He wanted to shower you with a special place in the hereafter. So he enabled you to do good work. Had he not willed to give you Jannat, then he wouldn't have given you the grace to do good work. So that doing good work is an indication that you will get up there. It's not a confirmation. It's an indication. He's blessed you like this with good work. So inshallah, by his grace, he will bless you further. Inshallah. And Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah's father or grandfather it was. And he was on the throes of death, see. So the ladies got to know. And ladies now, they see this, they start crying and wailing and all that. So he has the sheet over him. You know, the person is dying. And sometimes they put the sheet over him and all that. So they have the sheet over him and they know now he's about to go. So the woman starts crying. So I imagine now it's his last moment. So he removed the sheet and he shouted the woman there. Zalimo, kisi ko marne bhi nahi dete. You zalims, you don't even let a person die nicely. He's dying now, let him die nicely. Right? Who can say that? It's only a person who tastes the beauty on that side. He's in such control of the situation that he's controlling the living and the dead. The living and the place where you are going, dying. It's controlling them. So who can do this? Only that person who is in that level of ecstasy and enjoyment, happiness. So he shouted them, said, Salimo, kisi ko marne bhi nahi dete. All the women got frightened, they kept quiet. They kept quiet, put the sheet and he passed away quickly. So, these are the moments, last moments. Al-Dhari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he had one murid, and his murid, was towards the end, right? He's coming to the end, and as he's coming to the end, they ask him to recite the kalima. So he's not reciting. In the meanwhile, he had a friend that was also a sheikh, and this sheikh, you should tell him, you know, you must better learn from me. You're learning only from hadith, and you're not learning from me. You'll see one day you'll suffer. So now he's in the throes of death, and the friend is there, and that friend is now taunting him. You know, didn't I tell you? See now what's happening. In the meanwhile, Hadisab came in. As Hadisab came in, Hadisab made salam to him. He returned the salam. So as he returned the salam, Hadisab asked him, what's your problem? So he says to Hadisab, rahmatullahi alayh, zara in logo ko samjhao ke mujhe musamma se ism tak le ja rahe hain. I'm already with the beloved now. Where are they taking me? In other words, one is musamma, one is ism. Now for you to understand that musamma and ism, I give you a small example. Imagine that you were pining to see your day of nikah. MashaAllah, it's probably laughing, MashaAllah. How are you going to sit for Etigaf? All Etigaf got cancelled. Anyway. Now imagine a person now for a month is pining to see the day. So before the nikah, he's reading tasbih. Jamila, Jamila, Apa, Jamila, Apa. He'll make tasbih of that Apa, right? The Apa that he's going to get married to, he'll be making tasbih of all the time. Sometimes he'll be making zikr jahri, sometimes zikr sirri will be making. Of who? Of the same Jamila Apa, right? The name is buzzing in his mind. Now, the day he got married, and he's in seclusion with his wife, now only is the need to make zikr jahri and sirri. Yeah? Now some say, hey, Jamila, hey, forget now. I'm already with her now. Don't talk about the name now. I'm with her now. So this person here, he's already with Allah Ta'ala, and they're reversing him to the name. Understand? One is the name, and he's with Allah Ta'ala now. When he's with Allah Ta'ala, as though they're putting him backwards. So he's in such a deep state of ecstasy and enjoyment. Hey, what's wrong with you people now? I'm so deep with Allah Ta'ala. Why are you putting me back? One person is in that state, the last state, and someone is prompting him again. You have a lot of types of people. You already connected to someone, so they'll try to divert you. You know, you must come to our sheikh, come to our programs, and all that. Idea is to get up to Jannat. Whatever the sheikh chooses for you, you listen to that and you carry on. So they taunting him right at the end, you know, come to us and all that. So one sincere acquaintance of his came in and he made salam to him. So he spoke to him at that time, you know what? See, you, what happened? Why are they taunting you? So he says, his last words are, Ya layta qawmi ya'alamun bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukarramin. And these foolish people, that they only realized how Allah Ta'ala has honored me and put me into Jannah. What are they talking about? They don't realize how Allah has honored me. That Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, when he passed away, so his main Khalifa and Murid was Amir Khusru. Right? So he can't see this. He can't see his Shaykh going away. So as the janazah is moving, he says, تو کجا براہ تماشا می روی، اے تماشا گاہ عالم تو کجا بر تماشا می او اے تماشا گاہ عالم. یو کانٹ شو دا انگلش ایکویلنٹ، یو کانٹ گیٹ اٹ، میک اے ٹرانسلیشن، بٹ دیئر از نو مزا ان دیٹ. He says, oh, you who's pursued in the whole world, you know, the whole world looks after you, the whole world looks towards you, the whole world looks towards you. Where are you leaving us and running away? Oh, you who the whole world searches for, where are you leaving us? You see, at that time, he was in the bier with his coffin. But he just took out his hand. He also couldn't, the ecstasy was so great, of that mayat also, that he just pulled out his hand. Until they had to take away that Amir Khusru away. But he's going to cause a fitna just now, yeah? We don't know whether the man is alive or not alive. So you see, for them, it's such an experience, such an experience. So we think a cover is a dark corner, a dump there now. No movement, you can't move at all. Over you is sand, on the sides sand, front and back, all sand. No movement. What's supposed to happen to you? So that's a very joyous moment for those people. But there is a way. You can also come to that end. And the simple way is the way of love, muhabbat. You know, you tread a certain path, you will come to that end. You tread another path, you will come to that end. So if you are threading the path of love, inshallah, you will meet up where the lovers meet. And as you're ending also, then many a time you'll find those same lovers that you loved, they are waiting for you. People that you pined for and you loved, they are waiting for you. Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the day he passed away, someone saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Kiram. So he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what's the occasion like? Why? What are you waiting for? Well, we are waiting for Muhammad ibn Ismail al Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi. We are waiting to receive Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi. See the reception. Now, this reception, there's no deception. And the path that we are threading is a deception. That's the real reception. Mawla Yahya Sahib's father was Mawla Ismail Sahib, you know, Mawla Ilyas's grandfather. So, he was also a very righteous person and liked. He was righteous also, like he made dua today. People also love us, and you also love us, right? That's our real akhlaq, both ways. So he was such a person, very fantastic akhlaq, very down to earth, very dedicated. So he passed away, and as he passed away, so the crowds are just pouring in, you know, thousands and thousands of people just pouring in. As a result, or because people are just pouring in, the janazah was somewhat delayed. You can't just start the namaz. People make a noise, like how you have it. You know, wait, one person coming, two persons are coming. Don't you have that? So we just stall the janazah because of this two, three people coming in. So now, people are not coming in dozens, they're coming in hundreds and thousands. We have to delay the whole thing. One buzurg that was there, he said, please now, start it off. Because this mayyat is crying. He said, I'm feeling so ashamed. Nabi Sam and the Sahaba Ikram are waiting for me. And you all are delaying this whole process. See that? You have King Faisal, right? King Faisal, king of... So, he was... Now the whole news about him is open now, where he had that conference with Kissinger, and Kissinger was complaining that he put up the price of the oil, with oil restrictions, right? Because they found out, they discovered that America had a hand in oppressing and showing cruelty towards the Palestinian cause. See, so Faisal spoke out for the Palestinians to Kissinger that you all said this thing right, we'll put the price of the oil right. You get this right and we'll put this. So that we'll show you, we'll blow your oil wells. Well, nothing for us. Our grandfathers and all that lived out of dates and camel milk. We'll go back to the desert. So anyway, they got him shot. So the whole article came out now. So the day they got him shot, he stood for a right cause. For the Muslim he stood. See? Though he didn't belong to Palestine, but he said, no, we are all one. And we stand together. He was a person who recognized the fatwa of Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib Rahmatullahi, declaring the Qadianis as kafirs and didn't allow them. So he took some very bold stance. So he invited the wrath of America and England because they are the gods of Qadianis. See? Qadianis worship that English and America. So he upheld that fatwa. Now, he took a very great stance, The position he was, he took a very great stance. The result now, America and all that hated his guts. So they planted something against him and got him shot. But the day he died, and someone saw something similar, the Nabi Sallam is waiting for him. So in that position also, you can have the death. But you stand as a truth, stand with truth. Stand with sincerity and honesty. Show your allegiance, show your loyalty. You show your loyalty, then isn't Allah Ta'ala the best to appreciate? We appreciate the worker that shows loyalty, right? The worker that is faithful, we appreciate him. You think Allah doesn't appreciate. So we show this loyalty, and you see, Allah is the best to show loyalty. He's the best. He's the best to show that appreciation, that I appreciate this. Although the grace to do the good came from him, but for that little conformity of yours, that little cooperation from yours, how much Allah Ta'ala doesn't appreciate. So this is a path of love. In love, what is required is show your allegiance, show your loyalty. After all, one way or the other, you're coming to the same end. You like it or you don't like it, but you're coming to that end. أَفَإِمِّتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Is there anybody that lives perpetually? Have you heard? You're coming to that end. And why don't come to that end in happiness? Why don't come to that end with joy and ease? Why don't come to that end that the people on that side are waiting for you? You are waiting to see them and they are waiting to see you. One grandfather, like you have a nana and you have dada. So one grandfather, he was wanting to get shaheed. And Allah blessed him. Some people have that. Like we have the one like Ilyas Marhum. He wondered how many times making dua, singing that type of nazams and all that. Allah blessed him that way. He wanted that. And Allah made a way for him. Now, some people, they pine for that, and Allah takes them away in that same way. So his grandfather, he's passed away. And now his granny is widowed. And she's widowed. Now we know that Shaheed You're not supposed to call him a dead person. لَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. So don't call him dead. He's alive. But you can't perceive that. بَلَحْيَاوْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْ. You can't perceive that life that they are going through. They're alive. So for several days at night, his Nana that passed away, was Shaheed, he used to bring fruit for his wife that was widowed. He's already passed away. And he told her that, you see, as long as you keep quiet, I'll keep bringing this fruit, mitai, whatever, I'll keep bringing it. Now, after some good days, now, you know, our women are, they can't keep anything. They can't keep anything in their stomach, what they'll keep. She felt afraid that if people are going to see this type of unseasonal fruit and mitai all the time, then they'll cast aspersions against my respect, my integrity. What's happening? Where are you getting all these things from? They may have suspicions against. So she divulged, this is what happened. She divulged everything, went. But it's a life and it's an experience. But you have to come that way. You are going that way, you have to come that way. And you can make it successful, you can make it enjoyable. All Allah Bhagwan is, show me your loyalty. Loyalty will come all the time. Every day, every moment, the test will come up. It's the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it's a way contrary to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? So one is his way, and one is contrary to him. In yourself, in your children, in your home, in your business, in your workplace, right? In your interaction, socializing, your business. So this thing will come all the time. So you will ask, am I loyal to my Rabbi or not? Will he appreciate this or not? Will he like this? His way and there's another way. His way and there's another way. So I must show my loyalty to him. I must show my respect and my love to him. I must show that I am his. So at the end, I will be appreciated. There will be a reception for me. And if you don't want to do that, then you think that now the life that you have taken, and it's an enjoyable life, and you will enjoy right across, right through. But that's not a reception, that's a deception. مَالْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Then it's not a reception now, then you're going to get a deception. You deceived yourself. You thought, no, I'll do this and I'll do that, and I'll come to the end. The road that you took, that's the end that you will reach up to. You chose this road, you're reaching up to that end. You chose that road, you're reaching up to that end. So the choice is yours. This night is the 18th night, huh? Preceding this, the day of Badr, last day was Badr, and the day after of Badr. The day after Badr is, you must rejoice. Make a pledge with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, what is going to be pleasing to you and your Rasul? Give me that tawfiq. Small or big, how big or how small it must be. But I must be truthful to your Nabi. I must be loyal to him. I must be faithful to him. I must do things that he will be pleased. So at my end, no, my end will be pleasing. One is the sunnah that I know, and one, what I don't know, I'm not sure I'll find out. I won't do anything without finding out. So, like I say, if we can appreciate then you think Allah Ta'ala doesn't appreciate. He is the best to appreciate. He is the best to appreciate. Then you'll see how he'll receive you. All that's required of you is just take a step in the right direction. Whatever, whichever way, small thing or big thing. But now my Nabi son, did he like this or not? So correct that within yourself. within your wife, within your children, within your house, within your friends, within whatever. But no, my Nabi said, didn't like this. I won't be comfortable with this. This is not on. I don't want to go this way. That way may look primitive, it may look backwards, it may be that you are attracting people's taunts, their criticism, let it be. I want a certain end, and I have taken that path, and I am hopeful Allah Ta'ala will bless me in this way. That also comes by His grace. So I'm hopeful that Allah will bless me in this way. So today, being the 18th of Ramadan, we make this niyat. Make a firm niyat, a 2 rakat namaz, ask Allah Ta'ala, who knows, 1 second may just click for you. And everything, aapka dunya aur akhirat dono ban jaye. What do you say? 2 things. One niyat, proper niyat, and you cried in sajda, and you said this to Allah Ta'ala. Allah just liked that words of yours. Then what a bargain you have struck. Isn't it a bargain that you have struck? For bargains, what people don't do. You hear a bargain, say, Durban South, right? Say, Durban South. They got a bargain on Corollas, the latest Corollas, right? The first 1,000 entrants will get the Corolla at 1,000 rands. What will happen? You'll have a line, I think 10 days in advance. From Durban South, maybe you come right to Spingo Beach. So many people will line up, right? When they line up, the first 1,000 entrants will get that Corolla for just say 50 rands. What will happen? Brand new one, out of the box. You know, the best of the series, latest, with all full house. Full house with all the extras he's got. Right. What will happen? Mal? What will happen? You still have a chance. Right. All over this. So Allah says, I'll give it to you. But then come this way. Like I say now, this night we make this pledge. I want to go this way now, make it easy for me. I like this, I want this. That is why this dua is recommended. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bil muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rasulahu wa nabiya. Allah, I love you, I'm pleased with you. You my Rabb, I'm pleased. Whatever you do for me, Rabb is the one that cherishes and nourishes you, right? So in whatever you have, whichever way you have cherished me, nourished me, provided for me, whatever you do, I'm happy. You my Rabb. Your code is Islam. I'm happy with that. I love it. And my Nabi is Rasulullah Pak Sallam. I love him. I'm pleased with him. Everything of his. In the morning, saying it. In the evening. And you make a pledge. Throughout the day, keep this thing. Let it remnants in your mind. So, is there anything that is difficult for Allah? Anything impossible? Nothing impossible, nothing is difficult. But are there any takers? Allah is saying, I got it, I got stocks. Are there any takers? Durban South can't give you 1,000 or so. 1,000 Corollas at 50 rands, they can't give you. And Allah, what he can't give? Let alone 50 rands, give you free. Not only free, he'll pay you. He'll give you the Corolla and pay you after that. You see, the treasures of Allah are unlimited. So all he's asking is there any takers? Small little trial. In this trial, all you need to do is just show your loyalty. Show whose side you are. Whose side you are. Allah's side or whose side you are. That's all Allah wants. In anything small or big, I want Allah's side. I'll lose out millions, I'll lose out the comfort, the luxury, but I want to be on the side of Allah Ta'ala, the side of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then see how He'll appreciate you. And you did this dua. You know the Arabic, say it in English. Allah Ta'ala, I'm pleased with you as my Rabb, I'm pleased with my Rasul Sallam as my Nabi, and Islam as my code of my life. I love it, let me live and let me die with it. Say in the morning, say in the evening. One day, that words of yours will just strike. We are like beggars, right? You know, on Thursday in Springer Beach, you get all these begging aunties coming around, right? Assalamu alaikum. So, come. So, you feel sorry for them. You give them something, right? You could be in that position. Couldn't you be? So, we'll give something, right? So, if we are asking Allah Ta'ala all the time, what Allah Ta'ala give? Huh? These people are coming only on Thursdays and you feel ashamed not to give them. And if you want to ask Allah Ta'ala twice in the day, you think Allah Ta'ala will turn you? Won't turn you. So that's what Allah Ta'ala is asking. I got it. Are there any takers? That's all he's asking. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu wa lakal mulku kulluhu wa lakal khalqu kulluhu. وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب والله most merciful Allah most rahim Allah kareem Allah Allah forgive our sins O Allah forgive our major and minor sins O Allah forgive the sins we've committed knowingly and unknowingly O Allah forgive the sins we remember and forgive the sins we've forgotten about O Allah forgive all our sins O Allah O Allah we ask your protection from the evil effects of the wrongs that we have done, O Allah. O Allah, we've wronged ourselves, O Allah. There's no door to knock on besides your door, O Allah. O Allah, you have mercy on us, O Allah. It is this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. The 10 days of Maghfirat, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Have mercy on us, O Allah. O Allah, cleanse us from our sins, O Allah. O Allah, soak us in your mercy, O Allah. Soak us in your mercy and forgive every sin of ours, O Allah. O Allah, save us from the evil effect of what wrong we have done, O Allah. O Allah, we are confessing before you, O Allah. O Allah, we've done wrong, O Allah, but we're confessing, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive all those who've asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Forgive our satitha, O mashayikh, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our relatives and friends, O Allah. O Allah, forgive all those who have given us some benefit or the other, O Allah. Who have benefited us in any way, O Allah. Forgive them also, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the best in this world and the best in the Akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, O Allah. O Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we beg of you, O Allah. O Allah, you grant us Jannat, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, O Allah. Save every one of us from the fire of Jahannam, O Allah. O Allah, there's no one else we can ask for besides you, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the true love. Your true love and the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, grant us that true love, O Allah. O Allah, grant us that love, Ya Allah, that will prompt us to do good, that will make us do good, O Allah. Let us please you and make you happy at all times, O Allah. O Allah, one day we're going to have to leave this world, O Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. O Allah, let that day be a very, very honorable day, O Allah. اللهم اجعل خير عمرنا آخرها وخير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه والله let that day be a joyous day والله والله let it be a day والله when we are joyous to come to you والله we are happy Allah you are happy with us and we are happy with you والله والله let our death be مبارك والله let it be a special death والله an enviable death والله والله in a way that we go with iman يا الله يا الله Protect us, O Allah. Save us and protect us from any attacks at that time, O Allah. O Allah, you keep us safe, O Allah. O Allah, you give us Mubarak Maut, O Allah. Make Maut Mubarak, O Allah. Make everything after Maut also Mubarak, O Allah. O Allah, let that day be an easy day, O Allah. Let it be a happy day, O Allah. Let it be the best day, O Allah. Let that day be our best day, O Allah. O Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Guide us at all times, O Allah. O Allah, protect us and guide us, O Allah. O Allah, take us by our forelocks and guide us, O Allah. O Allah, we are in your hands, Ya Allah, in your control, O Allah. Inna qulubana wa nawasiyana wa jawarihana biyadik. Lam tumallikna minha shay'a. Fa'idha fa'alta dhalika bina. فَكُنْ أَنْتَ وَلِيَّنَا وَهْدِنَا إِلَىٰ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ O Allah, O Allah, guide us all the time, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you for guidance, O Allah. O Allah, without your guidance, O Allah, we can do nothing, O Allah. O Allah, you give us that tawfiq and that guidance, O Allah, to engage in ta'at, Ya Allah, to stay away from ma'asiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to engage in your obedience, O Allah, to please you and to make you happy at all times, O Allah. O Allah, you guide us, O Allah. Guide every one of us, O Allah. Every one of us, O Allah, guide us, O Allah, guide the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with that special guidance at all times, O Allah. O Allah, grant us true adab, Ya Allah. Grant us respect, O Allah. O Allah, let us respect everything, Ya Allah. Every person, Ya Allah. Give us respect for our elders, O Allah. For our parents, O Allah. For deen, Ya Allah. For the Quran Kareem, for the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant us that true respect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, full our lives with respect, Ya Allah, the lives of our children, the lives of every person, O Allah, full our lives with respect, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, many years, Ya Allah, we've spent, Ya Allah, in disobedience, O Allah. O Allah, in hurting people, O Allah. O Allah, let that all change, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us please you, Ya Allah. Let our akhlaq be such, Ya Allah, we please you, and Ya Allah, people are also happy, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the true akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every good quality, Ya Allah, put it into us, Ya Allah. And every bad quality, O Allah, remove it from us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the true ways and the true sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let that become the most beloved, Ya Allah. Let us truly emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the true love, Ya Allah, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his sunnah, Ya Allah, for anything related to him, O Allah. Fill our hearts with that love, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the understanding of Quran al-Kareem, O Allah. Grant us the understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us show true respect, Ya Allah. And let us derive full benefit, O Allah. Let us show true respect, O Allah. And let us derive full benefit, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the deeper meanings, Ya Allah, and the true understanding of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us fiqh fi deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true ilm and true knowledge, O Allah. Increase our knowledge, O Allah. Increase our knowledge, O Allah. Grant us true understanding, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us from fitna, O Allah. O Allah, so much of wrong is happening all around us, O Allah. O Allah, without your guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't move, Ya Allah. We can't go anywhere, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us, O Allah. O Allah, whatever is taking place all around us, O Allah, save us from all the type of fitna, Ya Allah. Before Qiyamah, Ya Allah. And now, whatever is taking place, O Allah, save us and protect us, O Allah. Unite us, O Allah. Keep us united, O Allah. O Allah, we are united now, Ya Allah. Keep us always united, O Allah. Ya Allah, and unite the entire ummah, O Allah. O Allah, guide us and protect us in the future, O Allah. O Allah, we sing ourselves with your grace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have brought us to your house, Ya Allah. This is your great bounty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq to always be engaged in ta'at, Ya Allah. Always be engaged in your obedience, O Allah. O Allah, till our dying day, O Allah. Allahumma arzuqna ta'atak wa ta'ata rasulik. Ya Allah, grant us your obedience and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, you have blessed us now, O Allah. O Allah, bless us always, O Allah. Bless us in the future, O Allah. O Allah, don't let that hidayat be taken away, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us go on the wrong path. Don't let us go astray, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on your guidance at all times, Ya Allah. Guide us and protect us, O Allah. O Allah, guide us, O Allah. Guide our children, O Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become excellent role models for them, O Allah. O Allah, let us become good examples for them, O Allah. O Allah, let them become the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. And let us become the coolness of the eyes of our elders, O Allah. O Allah, let us become the coolness of the eyes of our parents and our elders, Ya Allah. And of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, wherever the Muslims are being troubled, Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, O Allah, you relieve their suffering, O Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, O Allah. You help them, you assist them, Ya Allah. You remove them from whatever difficulty they are going through, Ya Allah. Give them afiyat, Ya Allah. Give them afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and bless us with afiyat always, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah, and bless us with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we've asked for, O Allah, grant us that, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we haven't asked for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us that also, O Allah. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has asked you for, whatever your pious servants have asked you for, O Allah, you grant us that also, O Allah. O Allah, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and your pious servants have sought protection from, O Allah, O Allah, protect us from that, O Allah. O Allah, grant us your remembrance, O Allah. Let us remember you at all times, O Allah. Let your remembrance become something deep embedded in our lives, Ya Allah. At all times we remember you, Ya Allah. We please you, Ya Allah. We do things that make you happy, O Allah. O Allah, put this dhikr deep in our lives, O Allah. O Allah, put this haya into our lives, O Allah. Bring haya deep into our lives, into the lives of our families, O Allah. Into the lives of everyone around us, O Allah. Grant us haya, Ya Allah. Grant us haya in the true sense of the word, O Allah. O Allah, wherever there is differences, Ya Allah, and problems, O Allah, remove those problems, Ya Allah. Whoever has any type of difference in any way, Ya Allah, remove that, Ya Allah, and remove that misunderstanding into understanding and happiness, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمن.